Welcome to Wemelee Community News, FM 1003. John Matheson, a coordinator for Aboriginal services in Wemelee, says governments are taking too long to provide proper facilities for Aboriginal communities and there are still too many excuses being made. He added that there is still a long way to go to get all parts of the government to work together in partnership to implement agreed actions. However, Mr. Matheson acknowledged that some progress is being made to address Indigenous disadvantage. He noted that across New South Wales, 136 new homes have been built in the past 6 months, with 89 under construction in priority communities. 668 jobs were also created, and schools in 24 communities received a total of 402 computers. Mr. Matheson said governments need to build on successes while learning from mistakes. He advised that there has to be a lot more attention given to communities being in the driving seat, not only driving, but determining where, how, and when to go. Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin says the government is considering further recommendations to improve community governance and training. Progress is being made, and we are now beginning to see some measurable changes in the living conditions of Indigenous people in the priority communities, including increased employment, she said. Ms. Macklin advised that disadvantage cannot be turned around overnight, and the government is committed to continued improvements and working in partnership with local leaders. The opposition spokesman for police, Alan Douthwaite, has criticised the state government, saying a super police station at Wemelee is long overdue. Mr. Douthwaite said the proposed police hub at Wemelee is crucial given the expected population growth in the region. Last year's state budget included money to buy land for the new station. Mr. Douthwaite said an audit of police resources and stations across the region would be undertaken if the Liberal government wins the next state election. He emphasised that the audit is absolutely crucial in identifying where the police see their future needs. Mr. Douthwaite added that they would be then in a position to provide the services the community needs, and one of the key priorities would be Wemelee. 1003 FM, Wemelee Community News.